Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are talking about Luke Cage, Season 2, Episode 12, Can't Front on Me.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Ooh, buddy. Spoiler alert for Episode 12. Here we go.
There's so much that happened.
They got her, man.
They got her. Mariah's arrested after getting in bed with the Chinese for heroin and putting Bushmaster's name on it.
It does
this crazy thing.
That crazy zombie scene at the beginning of this episode.
I
was watching that and I was like, man, why don't I ever get invited to cool parties like this? And then I was like, well, I'm okay with it. I don't know how to fight zombies.
Yeah. I don't like to have to fight off bath salts guy.
Yeah, that was rough. So they're trying to lure Bushmaster out, and it works. And Bushmaster and Luke work together, as we talked about slash predicted.
Yeah.
We've been nailing the predictions this season.
Maybe this is too predictable.
Maybe we're just really smart.
No, that can't be it. It.
So. Was this the play that he was talking to Sugar about?
What do you mean?
So, the teaming up with Bushmaster to take down the thing, that had nothing to do with the Sugar thing, right?
I don't think so. I think like Sugar is just now his support.
I feel like they... did he support him in that scene?
Well, like, no, Sugar is just, like, hanging out at the barbershop, just like... You know, being one of his eyes and ears on the street.
Gotcha.
And, like, just kind of showed up and was like, hey, man, here's the information I know.
Right. It seemed like they were hatching a plan at the end of episode 11. And in episode 12, it's like, just going on. And the main thrust of this episode was, will Luke Cage save Mariah again?
Yeah.
And I guess he will.
I mean, it's Luke Cage. Come on.
Yeah, but... You know, it's Mariah. Come on.
He's a hero, though. You can't...
I know.
He's not like Batman in Batman Begins, yeah. Where he's like, I don't have to save you.
He's like, I won't kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Now, he hadn't gotten that gravelly just yet.
Oh, yes, he had.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's when he got gravelly, was that first movie. He's like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Screaming.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad as in, like, The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises.
I disagree. God. Some of those scenes where he's interrogating the Scarecrow are ridiculous.
I swear to me!
Yeah. But it sounds like he has a breathing problem, because he's doing such a weird... He's like... He's, like, doing this weird breathing, and just... Oh, I don't like it.
If you had to wear that suit, don't you think it'd be a little bit hard to breathe?
No, it's not that. He's trying to disguise his voice. Because we know scenes where he's talking to Alfred or talking to Ra's al Ghul, he doesn't have to use that voice. Because they know who he is. So he just talks normal, and it's great. He should have just talked normal. It was a bad decision. Anyway, that has been litigated over and over. We all know that was a bad decision.
Yeah. So, Luke Cage, Season 2, Episode 12, Can't Front on Me.
Right. Back to that. We'll stop talking about Batman Begins. What am I doing?
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, you did.
So, Luke Cage got shot at by a 50 caliber machine gun and just took it. And was a bit of a beast about it.
And took that that bomb that Bushmaster had.
Yeah. It looked like he held it to his chest.
Yeah, but then the shirt was not singed at all.
And then his shirt was just completely fine. Like, did you cup it like the grenade or?
Yeah, I think.
What?
I don't know. That didn't make any sense. I noticed the same thing. I was like, his shirt should be like gone if it went through an explosion.
Yeah. His clothes go through a lot. Like, he even says that in this episode. He's just like, my clothes look like this a lot.
I need you to meet Dapper Dan.
Oh, I know Dap.
That was super fun.
That was good stuff.
Oh, was it this episode they went to see or we just not talk about it yet? They went to see Stilt Man.
Turk? No, they went to see Turk in the Danny Rand episode.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't we mention that?
I don't know, man.
It's just hard to remember everything.
He's running a head shop, and Danny grabs a dragon pipe, and he's like, yeah. I like this one.
We didn't talk about that at all. I loved it. And then again, yeah, we did talk. I'm not going to really get to Dan Rand stuff, but I liked seeing Turk. That was great.
I feel like there was a lot that happened this episode. There was the taking down of the drug ring, and then Luke talking to Mariah.
I think the season's over. I mean,
that's pretty much it.
Like, Mariah's going to jail. Bushmaster's still out there. I guess we're going to have to deal with Bushmaster. I guess maybe he's just going to be super mad at Luke, but I kind of don't like... I think they're going to go the route that he's lost his mind because he went with too much of the drug. I would rather have, like, an intelligent, intentful villain than just have him go crazy, because he seems like him and Luke kind of worked a lot of their stuff out. Now that Mariah's out of the picture, you'd think they could be okay, but I think he's going to go after him, if only because he took away his opportunity to kill Mariah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the doctor, Tilda, did say, like, she developed the serum and was like, listen, don't take all of this, because it will, you know, it could double your strength, but it could also make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
And he just, like, straight up went, psh, all of it.
Wow. Yeah, that's not a good idea.
You went against the doctor's orders, sir. You're supposed to take two, call her in the morning. Mm-hmm. You took the whole bottle.
Yeah. So I just don't know what he's... I just feel like they're going to do like a last episode where we just have a crazy Bushmaster just illogically going after Luke. And I'd rather have him have made that decision, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
This episode was fun. I liked that Shades was cool in the face of danger. She's ready to kill him. Bushmaster's breaking in. He still used it to get the gun.
Yeah, that was really really clever.
And it was so in the heat of battle that I didn't even realize what he was doing until he got out there with Misty. That was great. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yep. And let's see. We haven't really talked about it. Mariah's daughter, Tilda, kind of go into the dark side a little bit.
Well, she's joining Bushmaster against her mother. I don't know if it's the dark side exactly. Right? I mean, what has she done? I don't know, unless I'm not thinking of some things.
Well, I mean, no, she's the only thing that she's doing is saying that my mother has to die. Right. And she's specifically said, like, nobody else. Like, you can't hurt anybody else.
Yeah.
But I'll give you this chance, but nobody else.
As Mariah and Shade said, the first one's easy. Or the first one's difficult. After that, they get easier. Mixed it up.
Yep.
So
first one's easy. As you kill more, it just gets so difficult.
Yeah, really weighs on you.
I don't know if she's necessarily... I don't know if she's going to the dark side, per se, but she's definitely doing a dark thing.
Oh, for sure. But it's interesting. It's interesting that Bushmaster doesn't want to hurt her.
Well, she saved his life.
Yes, but even before that, he didn't ever seem to... He never really seemed to want to harm her.
She's a healer.
But she's also a Stokes.
I don't know, man.
She's a double Stokes.
She is... She did say Stokes twice over.
Yeah.
When she was talking to Cornell. Like, after Luke's just like, you know what? I don't want to protect you anymore. She makes a human shield, and Luke's like, damn it, now I gotta go.
I feel like, as I like the show a lot, but I feel like Luke is making the least interesting decisions. We all knew he was going.
Yeah. We all knew he was going to be there. We all know he's the hero. I laughed, like, audibly cackled again when he was just like, I am so sick of this shit. I was like, you and me both, man.
Yeah. No, what would be interesting to me is if he decided not to save her. You know what I mean? Like, really went dark. Because, like, at some point, Batman should just kill the Joker. Right?
You would think that.
I mean, like, I know it's against his code and he doesn't believe he has the right and all this stuff. But, like, at some point, every time you don't kill the Joker, you're responsible for all the people the Joker kills afterwards, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just kind of, just at some point, just do it.
Yeah, but, you know, when he does it, he stoops to Joker's level. Like, that's all Joker wants from Batman, is right. to make him break.
But is it more important to make the Joker wrong or to save lives?
Yes. Can't save everybody.
Well, but you can save those people. Like, very specifically. anyway, it's an interesting moral question. If you're a hero, I mean, and it's the same moral question we have in Daredevil, with Daredevil versus the Punisher.
Yeah, how far is too far? Yeah.
And in this case, you know, I it's not even killing her. It's just not saving her.
Yeah, but by not saving her, he's chancing everybody else in the club getting sure. hurt.
In this situation, they kind of... See, and I don't even love that. I'd rather him have made the decision one way or the other instead of, oh, well, the club's going to be full of people. Now he has to go. He can't not. He still could have just been there protecting people and let Bushmaster do his thing.
Yeah, just get back, everybody. Get back. This man's on a mission.
Yeah, let him do what he's doing. We're going to stand over here.
He's real mad. You need to go that way. See, like, the whole fight between Bushmaster and Luke seemed, I don't know, it seemed a little bit out of place. Like, he started chasing after Bushmaster and then just starts swinging at him instead of, like, trying to just, like, stop him and talk to him. Because, you know, they've had a heart-to-heart and work together, so, like, they've got a rapport and they can right. talk it out. But he just starts swinging.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of these shows, they kind of just always wrap up that way. You just have to have the big fight at the end. I would push back against that. I don't think you have to have that, but it's a...
Well, it's not the last episode. We'll see.
Yeah, that is very true.
You going to watch the last one tonight?
I'm definitely going to watch the last one tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the last one.
Probably going to wait for Alyssa to go to sleep because she is now 12 episodes behind me.
That's fair. I don't really have anything else.
Plus, Westworld comes on in an hour, so that'll timestamp this to when we're actually recording it. It is Sunday night, people. Well, guys,
8:07 p.m. Eastern.
Anything else you want to say about this episode before we watch the finale?
Nah, man, I'm just ready to get to the finale.
Yeah, it's funny. I think the 12th episode of all of our reviews of the Netflix shows, the 12th episode is always the shortest. Because we're just like, the finale, now.
We gotta get there.
It's time.
Oh, yeah. I guess there was one more thing. All of the music so far this series, this season has been really good.
Oh, absolutely. The music's
the great. The KRS-One performance, though, like, if you listen to the lyrics that he is throwing out during the club part, like,
yeah,
it's a really, really touching song there.
Is that the one that was in this episode?
Yeah, where he was talking about, you know, growing up in the hood, growing up in the bad neighborhood and everything.
Yeah. I did listen to the lyrics. I just didn't know what you meant. I guess the ones I heard were all about someone killing someone and what's he supposed to do now? What's supposed to?
Yeah, no, it was, you know, he grew up in a bad neighborhood, and, you know, he was always studious and, you know, telling all the drug dealers and gangbangers to screw off whenever he's in middle school. But then when he's driving around with his brother in you know, later, like, high school, I guess somebody pulls up and just blasts his car, and he, you know, tears out, and a block later recognizes that his brother was hit. Ugh. He's like, what am I supposed to do about this? All I'm thinking about is warring.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, Bushmaster's doing that.
Yeah. It's very apt to what's happening. Because, I don't think Bushmaster is a inherently bad guy in general. I think he was put through a lot of things, and now he's, you know, he's going after people for vengeance. Oh my gosh. A line from two episodes ago, I think, but it was one of my favorite lines they've had so far, because I love the old adage. If you're if you're on a whatever, you're on a tear for vengeance, dig two graves.
Yeah, and yeah.
And then Mariah's response, that's not enough graves for me.
Yeah, it's not enough holes for me.
That's not enough holes for me. Oh my gosh, that's...
Yeah, that was episode 10. That was Anansi said that to her.
That is such a good line. This show's really well written. I like it. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this last episode. Because up till now, I got to say the Netflix shows, episode 13 is always kind of weak. Because it's always like, let's wrap everything up. And so they tend to lean on tropes a little heavier than a lot of the other episodes. So I'm excited. I want to see them kind of break that cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get to it.
All right. Well, everybody, we are the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. We got one more day of this whole Luke Cage watch. We'll be back tomorrow with that. If you want to reach out to us, hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/mcucast, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Looking forward to talking to you again.
Until next time, true believers.